Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds. Today we're in Psalm 119, verse 21. We read, "Thou hast, otherwise God has, rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments." Notice that the psalmist here is underscoring the proud, and he says that they're cursed. In fact, pride is rebellion against God, and certainly the Bible paints the picture of pride as what keeps us from God, and certainly that's what sin at the core of it is this notion that we can live a life on our own, underneath our own strength and underneath our own merits, and be acceptable before God. But here the psalmist says, is that truth, or false really what it is, does err from thy commandments. And as pride, being that it is sin, Paul writes to us in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. We read, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life for those who believe." See, the truth is, God's salvation, plan for salvation is to redeem mankind, is free. All we need to do is believe. But yet the error of man, the pride of man, wants to say to himself that I could work out my own salvation. I can make it to heaven. But the pride are cursed because they miss the mark. They miss humbling himself before God and going before the Lord, even as a child, and saying, "Lord, I need you." So was the case of Pharaoh. In Exodus chapter 10, verse 3, when Moses and Aaron came unto Pharaoh, and they said unto him, "Thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go that they may serve me." And I think that's a question that God is speaking to even to us this day, even to the church, as he would say, "How long will you try to live your life apart from me?" Just humble yourself. Humble yourself before the Lord, before the mighty hand of God, in order that he might lift you up. In Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11, we read, "The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day." So here we have a picture of this contrast of a man that's filled with pride. He says that even just that lofty look of pride, thinking that he's got his act together, in the book of Isaiah, he says that they will be brought down in that day. And what's that day that Isaiah is speaking about? He's speaking about the day of the Lord. He says the Lord himself shall be exalted in that day. And truly, there isn't a name that should be lifted up, but a name that should be praised other than the name of Jesus. Paul, in writing to the book of Philippians, he says, "In that day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." How I long for that day. In the book of Daniel, chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar has this beautiful psalm of praise after he has seen God's mighty hand and deliverance of chapter 3 of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of that fiery furnace. We read in verse 37, we read, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol the honor of thy king, the king of heavens, all of whom works are truth, his ways are justice, and those who walk in pride," notice, "those who walk in pride, he's able to put down." Jesus picks up on this in Luke chapter 14, verse 11, we read, "For whosoever exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted." You know, the book of Micah speaks about where he says, you know, "What does God require of thee, O man?" He writes and he says that we would walk humbly before our God. James chapter 4, verse 6, he says, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore," he says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble." We have a picture of this in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 8, where we read about Jesus as he entered into Capernaum. A centurion came unto him, pleading with him. What a picture. Here it is, this centurion, this man of power, this man who's risen up in the military of the Roman Empire. He came to Jesus, as he says, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented." It must have really saddened the centurion's heart that he would go way out of the way. And it also speaks about how he cared for his servants as he went out of the way and he sought Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." And the centurion answered and said unto him, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak the words of my servant, and my servant may be healed." What a beautiful picture of a man that's humbled. The centurion, you know, a lot of times circumstances of in life have a way to humble us. And I just pray that we would learn the way of the centurion, that we would go to Jesus. We would go to him at all times and seek his help. And I know that if we go to him, if we just seek him out, that he will listen and he will answer and he will help us. The story goes on. In verse 13, he says, "And Jesus said to the centurion, 'Go your way, as you have believed, so it will be done for you.' And his servant was healed that same hour." In our verse in Psalm 119, it says, "Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments." May our prayer be this day that we would walk humbly before the Lord thy God. May that would be the action and the attitude of our heart, and that we would seek not to stray away from the commandments of the Lord. And Lord, so we do pray for that, that you would help us to abide in your word, to walk according to your statutes and what you lay out for us to live, even this day. In Jesus' name, amen. And may God richly bless you, even as you go forth this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.